From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a good hump day. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great lineup for all of you today. I'm very excited about it. We're going to be joined by Representative Dora Drake at 4:30 for our regular segment called Broad Appeal, as in, hey, how about them broads? They sure do have appeal. Dora Drake, cannot wait to talk with her, native Milwaukeean. I have yet to have an opportunity to kibitz with her, so I'm really looking forward to this one. She was the representative that ran and won in a special election when Senator Lena Taylor resigned her seat and was appointed to the Milwaukee Circuit Court bench. So please do stay tuned for that one. Very excited to have that conversation. And at 5 o'clock, we've got a new segment, which you're going to find here every Wednesday. I'm very thrilled to bring this to all of you. It is the Sports Weekly. Y'all know, if you've been listening to me, that I do love me some sports. So we are going to be talking about sports every Wednesday. Today, I've got a special guest. His name's Jason Wang. He is a writer and contributor at BrewerFanatic.com. He's also a Seattle Mariners fan, so poor guy. We'll talk to Jason. Cannot wait to convene that discussion about Brewers bats. Do they have the Nerf bats or something else going on? Well, we'll discuss all that coming up at 5 o'clock. But as I promised you yesterday, we're going to get right into it this afternoon, because one of the things, as Donald Trump clocks in his 100th day, that I want to talk about is the corruption, damn it. I think there is a overwhelming amount of cynicism amongst all of us, right? I think there is an overwhelming belief that all politicians are rotten. Well, I'm here to tell you that even if that were true, which I don't think it is, there's degrees of rotten. Just like not all lies are created equally, not all corruption is created equally. And Donald Trump is, in my opinion, I'm going to say it now, the most corrupt president by far. Not even calculably in the range of any other president in the last 100+ years of American history. It's just not even close. And don't be fooled. The fact that he does and engages in much of this pay to play in the open doesn't mean that it's not corruption, doesn't mean that it is creating incentives for those that are in government to ignore you and your family. And that's, so when we use the word corruption, how about we think this in our heads? This is the permission structure for government to only serve the ultra wealthy. I've always said, yeah, you bet your butt there's two justice systems. There's justice systems for regular people and poor folks, and then there is a justice system for the rich and the wealthy. And believe you me, if you happen to be a black folk or a brown folk that is also poor, just middle class, it's an even more scary proposition. The same is true when it comes to corruption in government. Corruption in government perverts the purposes of government. It directs it away from making your life better, and it repurposes government to serve only the elites. So if we want to get ticked off about stuff, if we want to get ticked off about the system isn't working and let's burn it down and we need somebody to blow it up and start over again, I'm here to make an argument to you for this first half hour of the show. The guy to do that, the gal to do that, It's not Donald Trump, nor is it anyone within the MAGA party, because they have all signed on to epic corruption at a scale that simply has never been seen before in modern American history. And by the way, you don't have to infer things here, right? It's like, I don't even want to bring up all the nonsense that the MAGA cult threw around during Joe Biden's presidency, but there were no receipts. They couldn't get there. If they would have had receipts, you don't think Joe Biden would be sitting in federal lockup right now? Like, if they could actually, they can't. The corruption I'm going to detail today is all fact. You don't need to fill in the blanks. There's no dot, dot, dot. It's just the stuff that we know has happened. And it is case in point again and again and again and again, pay to play. It is disgusting, and it means that basically everybody in the Donald Trump administration, from Donald Trump to Elon Musk and all the other billionaire overlords that sit on his cabinet, aren't working for you. You want to know why your paycheck ain't going so far? Because they ain't working for you. They're working for themselves, their own pocketbook, and their billionaire bro buddies. So let's get into it. One of the most comprehensive listings of the corruption of Donald Trump, basically just in recent times, just related to his second term, comes from Senator Chris Murphy. So I want to give the senator all the credit here. I literally found a speech that he gave on the Senate floor, printed out the transcript, and this is what I want to share with you. So please do not give me any credit here. Let's give all the credit where it is due to Senator Chris Murphy. And with that, we're going to dive right in. Now, if you want to point out, let's say, your favorite corrupt thing, or your least favorite, I don't know, the worst corrupt thing, whatever your top three corruption tactics of Donald Trump are this administration, of course I want to hear from you. We're going to have time to do that, because at 5:30 today, we've got the midweek sound off. What's your thing? And so keep a list in your head, because I think it might take me the entirety of this segment and the next to get through all of the out loud, proud, not factually disputable corruption of Donald Trump. Are you all ready? If you are listening along at home, this is the time when I'm like, hey, strap in, get out your notepad and a pencil, jot down some notes so that the next time one of your friends who may have voted for the corrupter in chief in the Oval Office, you can ask them, hey, did you know about, and then read from your handy set of notes, right? Because it's that voluminous. Let's dig in. So on January 6th, this is before Donald Trump is even sworn in, right? Amazon, which has, you know, a ton of business, huge part of our economy, they pay the Trump family $40 million to license a documentary series about Melania. Did you know that? Amazon, Jeff Bezos is like, here, Donald Trump, here's 40 mil. Anybody surprised that Bezos caved about adding the tariff tax amount onto the Amazon prices yesterday? He's like, oh yeah, we'll be transparent with our customers. You know, like your receipts, point out what's sales tax. We'll show that to our, no, Donald Trump makes a call. Listen, Jeff, you're not doing that. Yeah. Okay. 40 mil. That's January 6th. January 17th, just 3 days before he's sworn in. This is the big one, ladies and gentlemen. This is when Donald Trump creates the two meme coins. He's got the Melania meme coin and he's got the Trump meme coin. What are these things? They're souvenirs. They're nothing. There's no upside. These are not investment vehicles. This is made up garbage. Through the meme coin, and now within the last month, the top 220 meme coin investors, and the word investor doesn't, the top 220 pay-to-play corrupt fraudsters who want access to the president, if you give the most, you pay the most for this completely valueless meme coin of either Melania or Donald, that's going to buy you a private dinner with the president. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called pay-to-play. This is probably the most overt and scaled level of corruption. By the way, did you know that there was a Chinese billionaire investor that seeded the first $20 million into the meme coin to meet the SEC regulations on crypto? By the way, did you also know that Donald Trump has shut down the cryptocurrency investigations unit within the Securities and Exchange Commission? Gee whiz, I wonder why. Also corrupt. I'll continue. I'm not even to his inauguration yet, and we're 9 minutes into the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, focus, Maggie, focus. Okay, January 20th, he is now sworn in and finally fulfills his pay-to-play promise to billionaire oil executives. Remember when he had them all down to Mar-a-Lago and he said, hey, you guys need to spend $1 billion on my reelection campaign. And if you do, I will gut all federal regulations that relate to environmental things and fossil fuels. Well, he did it. January 20th, pay to play. They helped get him elected. What did he do? Executive order gutting our environmental regulatory system. Remember, everyone, I want you to hear me in your head. Regulations are for regular people. Should we have more efficient regulations? Yes. Should we review them every couple of years to make sure that they're actually achieving the aims that we think they should be? Of course. But regulations are for regular people because we can't afford massive air filtration systems and water filtration systems, and we can't pay individually out of our family's pocketbook to clean our water, all those kinds of things. So that's, you know, I've gotten to his inauguration date. On January 25th, what else did he do? Oh, yeah, he got rid of all of the inspectors general. Shinked, gone. Those are the ethics official that look for what? What again? Fraud, waste, and abuse. Yes, there are entire governmental units already dedicated to that within the federal government. Got rid of all the inspectors generals. They also take care of ethics investigations. They're independent of the political appointee system within the federal government. Yeah, we don't need any of those people because corruption's legal. And they also are responsible for often keeping the identity of government whistleblowers secret and helping to protect them under our country's whistleblower laws. By the way, they did that in the middle of the night. It was like a midnight purge. So I always say, if you're really proud of what you're doing, do it in the middle of the day on like a Tuesday, in the middle of the week's news cycle. No. So anyways, yep, January 25th, 17 inspectors general get fired. On the same day, he also fired the head of the Office of Special Counsel. Well, what is that? Well, the Office of Special Counsel is the investigative and prosecutorial office that works to end government and political corruption and protects these employees who become whistleblowers. So, yeah, we should get rid of all that. 2 days later, he fires the NLRB member Gwen Wilcox. This effectively shuts down the National Labor Relations Board for a period of time. And why is this important? Well, because guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and those oil company execs, they are all being investigated by the National Labor Relations Board at the time for union busting activities. Of course, all that stuff basically shuts down. This is what's called pay to play, everyone. Remember, Elon Musk spending $250 million to help Donald Trump get elected. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to take an actual breath, maybe put on an oxygen mask so that I can keep going through this enormous list of out loud and proud corruption from the corrupter in chief, Donald Trump. Keep your pens inked, your pencils sharpened, and your pad of paper out. Because we continue listing the graft that is MAGA. It's all a con. Do not be the mark. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back with us next.